It's time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell with that guy, Andy Carboni. And Andy, as we get very close, tiptoeing to the month of February, that means we're getting very close to spring training.
You can say that again, Bill. The weeks are coming close. Pitchers and catchers report to Fort Myers Sunday, February 12th. First full squad workouts Tuesday, the 14th. So it's just right around the corner. We'll be seeing those classic clips on the evening news of guys playing catch and stretching on the field. So we're just getting that much closer.
Yeah, and that truck getting loaded up on Yawkey Way and heading down to Florida, rather, yeah.
Absolutely. That's always an annual rite that we always get major news coverage on the Boston stations.
Well, I guess the biggest story in the last week was the announcement by the Red Sox, the expected announcement of the Red Sox on David Ortiz's number 34.
Yep, that information came out yesterday. Obviously, they said they were going to retire his number at the end of last year. They said that sometime this year they would. They came out with the official date yesterday. It'll be Friday night, June 23rd, in a game against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Number 32 goes up onto the right field facade with the other Red Sox retired numbers. So it'll be a big day around Fenway Park, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of pomp and circumstance around the event.
Yeah. We got to get a little more space up there, I guess. Well, Andy, what about the rest of the notes from the Red Sox, say, in the past week or so?
Not too much going on. A couple interesting notes. First of which, Andrew Benintendi has been named Major League Baseball's number one outfield prospect. And Sox minor leaguer third baseman Rafael Devers, he's been named the top third baseman prospect in Major League Baseball. So it is good to see the Red Sox still have some good young talent in the system with Devers. Thankfully, he did not get traded any deals by Trader Dave. And you know, Andrew Benintendi, of course, with the Sox. I know that the White Sox wanted Benintendi in that deal for Chris Sale, and we were able to keep him. So that's good things looking forward up into the coming years with his young players.
And news on Drew Pomerantz?
Yep, Drew Pomerantz finally ended his salary arbitration. He signed a one-year, $4.5 million deal, avoiding the salary arbitration. He also says he's fully recovered from his elbow issues at the end of last year. He's ready to fight for a spot in the rotation. So we'll see how that all plays out.
Now, the Red Sox claim Steve Selke off waivers. Who is he, and what does he mean to this team?
Well, Steve Selke has been a career minor leaguer for the Cincinnati Reds. This claiming by the Red Sox puts their 40-man roster at 40 players. Selke has had a couple cups of coffee with the Reds. Last year, played in 24 games, hit .314 with a couple home runs. There's just some added depth to have in the organization, obviously, most likely, unless there's some major injuries going on in spring training. He'll be down in Pawtucket to start the season. He's someone that can play first base, outfield, right-handed bat, so just a little added depth strength for the Red Sox.
A couple cups of coffee with the Reds. Who are you channeling, Joe Castiglione, Andy, today?
There you go.
Okay. All right, now a look around Major League Baseball. Tragic note with the Royals pitcher Yordando Ventura. Can you tell me about that?
Well, back on Saturday night of last week, two Major League Baseball players did pass away in the same night. 25-year-old Yordano Ventura, the pitcher of the Kansas City Royals, he died in a car accident down in the Dominican Republic. And third baseman Andy Marte, 33 years old, former Red Sox prospect, he last played in the majors for the Diamondbacks in 2014. The last couple of years he's been playing over in Korea. He also died, but this was a separate car accident in the Dominican, both on the same night. An interesting little side note, the last game that Marte played at Major League Baseball in 2014 was actually a game started by Ventura.
Wow, that's insane. That's tragic and strange. Oh, my.
Absolutely.
All right, Andy, the rest, let's run through the rest of the MLB notes right now, if you could.
Well, the Tampa Bay Rays made a deal the other day. They send their starting second baseman, Logan Forsythe, to the L.A. Dodgers for highly touted pitching prospect Jose De Leon. De Leon, the number one pitcher in the Dodgers organization and you know, the minor league system. So, obviously, the Rays looking to add some more youth to their rotation. And Forsythe, the Dodgers were in desperate need for a second baseman with a little bit of pop in his bat, someone that can help with the fight against left-handed pitching. Logan bats from the right side, had over 20 home runs last year, so that could be some added depth to their lineup. Elsewhere, the Seattle Mariners talking about retiring numbers. They're going to retire Edgar Martinez as number 11 in August. Martinez becomes just the second player ever to have his number retired by the Mariners. Ken Griffey, of course, was the first. Cleveland Indians, they're going to be hosting the 2019 Major League Baseball All-Star Game. And a bunch of former Red Sox players have signed some contracts with other organizations. Former shortstop Stephen Drew of the Sox, he signed a one-year, $3.5 million deal with the Nationals. A couple of former Red Sox catchers finding some work on minor league deals. Ryan Hannigan with the Philadelphia Phillies. Jared Saltamacchia with the Toronto Blue Jays. And former Red Sox first baseman James Loney signs a minor league deal with the Texas Rangers.
Andy, how about just a quick summary right now? What is the Red Sox situation as you see it heading into 2017?
Well, the way things look right now, they're being picked by a lot of the authorities out there that they'll be one of the best teams in the American League, should win the AL East once again. A lot of predictions are saying the Red Sox will face the Indians in the ALCS. We'll have to wait and see how it all plays out. I mean, obviously it looks good coming into the season that you have, that much positive things going on behind you. I still think there are some still major holes in this team, especially, again, I've been preaching the loss of David Ortiz in the lineup. That still has not been fixed, and obviously it's not going to be. I'm concerned about the Red Sox now having worries about the salary cap and worrying about going over the threshold and being fined. That's never been an issue for Red Sox Nation to deal with before. And I still think after the top three starting pitchers, your final two guys in the rotation are skeptical. And there's still some holes in the bullpen. There's a lot of potential problems there, too. So I know they say the Red Sox look great. They look great on paper, but they got to do the job on the field, and we'll see what happens.
All right, well, why don't we just start stretching and get ready for February, all right?
Sounds good to me.
All right, that's Andy Carbone, our Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell on MSO News Sports.